Bikurim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kinim, Bavli, Daf Chof Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Vav and Aleph, at the top of the page of the Mishnah. Eile Mavim V'Toivim Mina Atzeres Ad Achag Nishuas Aminim Mina Peirish Shebahorim Mina Tzmorim Shebahamokim Mivese Shemen Ume Eivel Yardim. The Mishnah says the following: bring and recite from Shavuos until Sukkos, from the seven species, from Peirus in the mountains, and from dates in the valleys, from Zeisei Shemen, and from Eber HaYarden. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Oimer, Ein Mevim Bikurim Me'Eber HaYarden, She'ena Eretz Tavas Chalav HaDavash. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, we do not bring Bikurim from Eber HaYarden, from the Trans Jordan, because it's not fulfilling the Pasuk of Eretz Tavas Chalav HaDavash, a land flowing with milk and honey. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Shisha Asa Mil, Chizur, Netzipayrin, Hein Hein, Eretz Vaschal Odevash. Rabbi Yossi quoting Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yonason quoting Rabbi Zeira quoting Rabbi Chanina said that the 16 mil, and a mil of 2,000 amos, which is around a kilometer, the 60 mil around Tzipayrin is Eretz Vaschal Odevash, is the land flowing with milk and honey. Am Rabbi Yonah, Man de Makade Elaine, Shigunaya, Rabishan, Minhain. Rabbi Yonah says that one who is Mekadeh, which means he measures the horizontal distance so it's not affected by changes in elevation, will find that these fields around Beis Shan are among the 60 mil of Eretz Vaschal HaDavash. Man de Mekadeh Hador Bikas Kinoisa Minhoin. One who is Mekadeh will find that the valley of Kinoisa is among them. Meisivoin Rabbi Yonah Vahakfiv Ba'ama Eile Eschem Me'anu Mitzayim El Eretz, you should say, Eretz Vaschal HaDavash. Rav Yonah asked a question. It says in Shmois Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and I will bring you out of the affliction of Mitzrayim to a land flowing with milk and honey. This implies that the entire Yisrael is a land flowing with milk and honey. Amalein Asher Ba Zvas Chalav HaDavash. Rav Yonah answered, it means that there is in Eretz Yisrael Zvas Chalav HaDavash. Tani Asher, I should say, Asher Hashem Alekecha Nosan Lacha Loi Shenot Lemetzman. The Bible says that Hashem, your God, gave you, and not that they took by themselves, and therefore excludes the Transjordan. Ma ben b'nei hoin, what do they differ about? Basically excluded it from Eretz Vaschal HaDavash. Amav avin chatsi shevet menashe b'nei hoin, mandama asher, as you say, Hashem lekecha nosan lach, lo yinot lo me'atzman, chatsi shevet menashe lo yinot lo me'atzman. If avin answered that they differ about half of the tribe of Menashe, the one who says Asher Hashem Lekecha Noisen Lacha, that Hashem gave you, and not that they took by themselves, then the half of Shevet Menashe did not take by themselves. They didn't request the Transjordan. Moshe himself gave it to them. Mandama Eretz Vaschal HaDavash. You should say Afkein Eina Eretz Vaschal HaDavash. The one who said that we learned it from the land flowing with milk and honey, well, also here it's not the land flowing with milk and honey. We come to the next Mishnah. Hakoina Shloisha Elonis Vasich Shechaveiro Meivu V'Koyra. One who buys three trees in his friend's land, he brings and recites. V'Mei Oima Afilu Shnayim. V'Mei says even two trees. Kana Elon V'Kalkoi Meivu V'Koyra. If a person bought a tree and its land, he brings and recites. V'Yudha Oima Af Balei Arisois V'Chakirois Meivu V'Koyra. Yudha says even Arisois, which is sharecroppers, and Chakirois, which is they rent land on condition to be paid, to pay a fixed amount of payers from it, they bring and they recite. And the Gemara says, Tani, I should say, Arisim, V'chakure, Bati Aves, Eina Mevi'im, V'yudoim, Omar, Hein Adzman, Mevi'im, V'kairin. The Bible says that ancestral Arisim and Chaykrim, which is a family that works the field and did so also for the ancestors of the current owners, do not bring, but just says they themselves bring and recite. V'zeira, V'vichia, B'shem, V'yochanan, V'chakure, I should say, V'arise, Bati Aves, he must nisa. They were quoting Rechia, quoting Rechon, said that our Mishnah discusses ancestral Arisim and Chaykrim. Rebila, Reb Yossi, B'shem Reb Yochanan, Rebali Arisois, V'chakirois, Masnisa. Rebila, quoting Reb Yossi, and who was quoting Reb Yochanan, said that our Mishnah discusses Bali Arisois and Chakirois. Habiboy Meimer, Manda Amma Bali Arisois, V'chakirois, Masnisa. Haba Aris, I should say, Leshah, V'chakir. Leshah, Haba Aris La'ilam, V'chakir La'ilam, maybe. So we want to say that that one who says that our Mishnah discusses Bali Arisos Hakiris, this is about a temporary Aris or temporary Chayker, but all agree that a permanent means ancestral Aris or Chayker does bring. Also, Rabbi Abba Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Ba'Aris La'Olam, V'Chakir La'Olam, Eina Mevi. where the Abba came and quoted from Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and said that Rabbanan hold that even a permanent Aris or Choyker does not bring. Lama, the Bali Arisois, Chakiris, he must need that. What's the reason? Amish discusses Bali Arisois and Choykrim means that they cannot be removed. They're permanent. All agree that a temporary Aris or Choyker does not bring. Harun Alach, Perek, Yesh Mevim.